Today we'll be beginning Siman Pei Gimel. The title of the Siman is Dine Beis Akise B'Kriyas Shema, the Halachos of Shema in a bathroom. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Asur Likros Keneged Beis Akise Yashan Afilu Pinu Mimenu Hatzoa. One is not permitted to recite Shema in front of an old bathroom, one that's been used before, even if you've removed the feces. Ve'ra Eli Dahainu Kishein Lo Mechitzos. That's assuming that there are no partitions separating between you and the bathroom. Avalim Yesh Lo Mechitzos Afal Pish Yesh Botzoa Kori Kenegdo B'Somach Ve'Eino Choshesh Im'Ein Magil Lo Re'ach Ref. Or machitzo separating between you and the bathroom, so even if there's feces in the bathroom, one would be permitted to recite Shema, provided that there is no pungent odor coming from the bathroom. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Asur Likros, Rutzo Lomar, Lefanav Kimlo Enav Uliachar of Dalet Amos. So you can't recite Shema if the bathroom is within eye shot of you, or if you're behind the bathroom, if it's within four Amos. Yim Yesham Reach Ra, Tzorech Dalet Amos Mimakam Shekalo HaReach. If there's a pungent odor, you have to distance yourself four Amos from where the smell stops. Pinu Mimenu V'Isuro Min HaTorah Kevin Shazeh. Reciting Shema in front of a bathroom, even one where the feces has been removed, is an Isser d'Oraisa, because that has the definition of, in other words, it does not qualify as Machanecha Kadosh. Therefore, if one is uncertain whether this is an old or a new bathroom, namely whether the bathroom has ever been used before, you must be Machmir, as we are by any case of Safek Tzoa. If there are no partitions, like if the bathroom is behind the fence or behind the house, even if you did not specifically designate that place as a bathroom, since that is a place where people typically defecate, it takes on the status of an old bathroom. The proof is based on that which the poskim write earlier. If a person did not specifically designate his bag as a tefillin bag, but he's always using it as a tefillin bag, then he's not allowed to use it for any other purpose. Mechitzos, nira da ayre b'magios la'aretz, oval kopanim ad pachos mishlosh etfachim samach la'aretz, de'amrinan lavad. We're talking about a case where the partition either literally reaches the ground, or comes at least within three tefachim of the ground, where we invoke the principle of lavad, where we view it as if it's attached to the ground. The ilavachi, asur l'das rev haigon hamuv. If you don't have the requisite shear for a mechitza, if it's not at least within three tefachim of the ground, then that does not qualify as a valid mechitza. In magia, v'in magia reach ra, aser at sheyarchik dalet amos mimakom shekalo hareach, uvazed day afilu lefanav ledas hamechaber. In other words, if there's a pungent odor coming from the bathroom, you must distance yourself four amos from where the smell ends, and that would suffice even if the smell is in front of you. So the Shulchan Aruch wants to be matir, even if the mechitzos are not 10 tefachim high, to allow you to recite Shema in front of the bathroom. However, the Acharonim disagree about that point. They insist that the mechitzos must be 10 tefachim high. And even if it is 10 tefachim, so there are those who say that that's good enough, but others disagree even with that. The Ta'amam, and their logic is, since these mechitzos were specifically designated to block a bathroom, these mechitzos take on the status of feces, and even if there is no pungent odor coming from these mechitzos, it's still going to be problematic to recite Shema, even if there's no odor, and even if they're 10 tefachim tall. Most Achronim assume that one must distance himself four amos from these mechitzos, and if the mechitza is in front of you, you have to distance yourself kimlo enav, where it's no longer within eye shot, even if you've removed the feces, and even if there is no pungent odor. V'lachein tzarech lizaher shelo likros ule hispalel ule daber bedivrei sora bechatzer kineged beis akise kimlo enav. Therefore, one must be exceptionally careful not to recite Shema or Shemona Esrei, or to speak words of Torah in a courtyard that's opposite a bathroom if the bathroom is within eyeshot, even though the bathroom is fenced off and it's not possible to see the feces. Therefore, one must be careful when making a sukkah in their courtyard. One has to make sure that the entrance to his sukkah halakha does not align with the entrance to the mechitzo surrounding the bathroom. For then one must be careful when speaking Torah or other divrei kedusha in the sukkah. If there's a bathroom opposite your house and the window is open, and you're standing in your house facing in the direction of the bathroom, one also must refrain from speaking words of Torah. If it's a shasar chak, then you could be makel because this is technically a svek sveka, because maybe we paskin like those rishonim who say that if the mechitza is 10 tefachim high, that's good enough. And even if we don't, maybe we assume that if the tsoa is in a different rishus, like the rush says, that would also suffice. If one closes his eyes, everyone would agree that that would be sufficient. That which we are machmir to treat the mechitzos of a bathroom like tzoa, like feces, dafka b'mechitzos she'inam nasim ela b'shvil beis hakiseh. That's for mechitzos that were specifically made to surround the bathroom. Kegon she'asa b'chatzer cheder miyuchad lasa. Like if you made a specific room in the courtyard for that purpose. Aval im bada b'mechitzos shel bayis she'hismicha la'osa mechitza. But if you simply built a mechitza that was next to the house, afa pisha osa mechitza hi mechitza shel beis hakiseh mamish. Even if it turns out that ends up being the mechitza for the bathroom, ein al osa mechitza din beis hakiseh le'inyin zeh umutter likros afilu b'samach kevan she'en a mechitza miyuchedes le'beis hakiseh levad. If you didn't build it for the express purpose of the bathroom, then one would be permitted to recite Shema in front of it. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.